This episode is brought to you by World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City, located right behind Classic Motorsports off of US 31 between the Chum's Corners and the Mall. They are sandblasting specialists. Have anything metal sandblasted and painted or just sandblasted ready for custom paint. Classic cars from all over Michigan. Go to World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City to get stripped and get blasted ready for paint. They also do custom door work, garage doors, and entry ways for custom homes. They're all up in that. Free estimates, no obligation. Jeff or Bob are the guys. They're joint owners and they're awesome people. They have great customer service. They're very personable. You can call them or stop by and say, hey, where's Jeff? Where's Bob? They're right there. 231-943-9945. Call or stop by. And of course, I mean, no brainer, they're auto body and collision repair for any size vehicle, from commercial vehicles, semis, RVs, and motorhomes to regular cars, trucks, and SUVs. And they're great at what they do. They've been around for 26 years. Again, their phone number, 231-943-9945. Call or stop by. World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City, located right behind Classic Motorsports, just off of US 31 between the Chum's Corners and the Mall. And please tell them that you heard about it on the podcast. Say, Omelette sent me from the podcast, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you, thank you. And also, Amazon.com. I'll keep this one short, and we'll start the podcast. If you buy anything online through Amazon.com, please click through my website, OmeletteRadio.com, and I get a little kickback of the dollar amount that you spend. Doesn't cost you anymore. Just please do that, and thank you so much in advance. Let's start the show.
OmeletteRadio.com. With your host, Omelette. Take it away, Omelette.
Thank you so much for clicking in here to the Omelette Radio Show. I am your humble host, Omelette, and got quite a show for you today. So lock yourself in and let's ride. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Got a lot of things to do. Got a lot of ranting and raving and complaining, and then we're going to take some phone calls, and we're going to set up some promotions, and let's get right into it, shall we? I didn't put an episode up earlier this week because my wife had a medical scare. I guess that means both of us had a medical scare. She woke up on Monday morning at 3 a.m. with a nosebleed, and this nosebleed was horrendous. It just wouldn't stop. It lasted for about a half hour, and she was immediately concerned. I didn't notice at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 hours later, she had another one. She finally got it to stop. She had another one. She was concerned. 3 hours later, she had another one. And by the time she had the fourth one, we took off to the hospital. Now, she and I have not been to the hospital for any other purpose but to visit somebody else. So it was a shocker to, you know, go to the emergency room. You don't know what this bleeding from the nose is from. Hold the cocaine jokes to yourself. And so even though that's a funny joke, and one of the people at the hospital did make a funny joke. But anyway, she gets admitted to the emergency room. They put essentially a wine cork up her nose. They said it's probably from the congestion that you've been. I don't know why they said it was caused by. It could have been the fact that she was stuffed up and we've been sick for a month before that, and she had congestion. And she took very little medication, if nothing. She took one Sudafed or something. Anyway, so it stops bleeding. They release us from the hospital. And when did it happen? It was the next day. Wait a minute. I wrote down these notes of the timeline. And I'll go through this quickly because there is an end to the story. Okay, so they release her from the hospital. And got the cork up her nose. They stopped the bleeding. She goes home. She's laying on the couch. Got the humidifier going. Got her propped up the way they asked us to do it. And then it started to happen again. It's happened once. It happened twice. So we brought her back to the hospital. And they admitted her overnight. They take blood samples. They look up her nose. They put a little airbag up her nose and sort of inflated it from the outside, which was weird. And that at first it was just a little discomfort. Then it got to be really painful up her nose cavity. And they keep her overnight. The next day, they release her at noon. And then we go home and it continues. And we go back again. Now, this is the third time in 24 hours or 48 hours or something like that. So we go back to the hospital, and that was yesterday at noon and something like that. I don't know the times. But anyway, they got it taken care of, more blood samples. And I really want to hand it hats off to the medical Munson staff in the emergency room and otherwise. I mean, you know, because it was our first experience together at a hospital or one of us something wrong, and they did a fantastic job. But I do have a few questions. Why is it, and I know that we have a lot of listeners from the people that work at Munson, and that's just questions based from my ignorance, of course. Why is it that you take a blood sample and then you gotta take another one? Like, I think what she was overnight, it was like three blood samples. And each time we went to the emergency room, it was like the same questions. Are you allergic to anything? Did you pick your nose? Did you hit your head? No, we were just here. Don't you have, what did they do yesterday? Don't you have that in your records? The same questions. I just don't understand. Are they trying to see if our story is consistent? Do they not keep records under somebody's file when they take blood and they run it through the tester? Don't they keep those results? So why do you got to keep drawing blood throughout the night? Blood pressure checks. Her blood pressure was a little high. So yesterday they assigned her to a specialist, and the specialist appointment was this morning. I don't really even know what the results of the, I would like to have the wife on so she could tell you, but basically it was because of, she had an infection and she has a deviated septum. Ears, nose, and throat doctor, I think that's it, said that she, because of her congestion, she has a deviated septum. The congestion was staying all the way in the top. Blood just needs a, whatever it was. She seems to be fine now. She got a prescription. She is on the mend. She's doing great. So far today, the nose bleedings have stopped. So that was a scary thing. That was a very scary thing. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, I can't help but think of the worst when this is happening. Is her brain bleeding? Does she have a brain tumor? I mean, you know, you think the worst of the worst, but thank God everything is cool. And they were nice as can be. And we saw a lot of people at the hospital that were very nice and supportive, and everything seems to be good. So good. All is well that ends well. So today was the day we went to the specialist, and I really didn't feel like putting out a podcast with this hanging over my head, and I didn't want to talk about it. It's her issue. And if it was me, I just, she said it was fine to talk about, but I just felt like I didn't want to worry anybody. If any family members heard this, we kind of kept it to ourselves and just kind of went to the hospital, came home, went back to the hospital, came home, you know, weren't telling people what was going on. I didn't post on Facebook that I'm at the hospital back again. You know, it's weird that when people post on Facebook, I'm at the hospital feeling concerned and no other information. I mean, you are hyper, you are alerting people. You know, it could be something small. You're going to, everybody's going to assume. I just don't know how you could leave something open-ended like that. Feeling stressed at the hospital. Don't post things like that. You know, I should go through certain Facebook postings that I see on my feed that you would not believe. And, you know, again, I've said before, I don't know 90% of the people that are on my Facebook feed. So maybe it's different for who you are. But I don't understand airing out your relationship issues. You know, Jeff was a jerk to me again tonight. I'm done with this. It's like, why don't you work it out with Jeff? Or just, I don't know. If you're in a fight with somebody, you take it to Facebook. If you don't agree with who's being inaugurated, which president that the people voted for, you take the Facebook. I don't know what. Has anybody ever seen? You know what? That's a good point. I'm going to turn my whole political views around and I'm going to change because I read your post. I just that's not going to happen. So just another thing that happened last weekend, last Saturday, I mentioned to you in a previous podcast that my wife bought a gun. She has a job where she has to go to remote locations, and sometimes it's a little creepy out there, and I'm glad she has self-protection. So she got a gun just for protection on the road, and it's good to have one at the house, you know, in case the unthinkable happens. But anyway, you know, we exactly don't live in a very populated area, immediate populated area. So it's just good to have a gun. I believe in firearms, self-protection, to protect your home and all that. So we're going to sign up for a class to get proper schooling, but they recommend that you should, you know, familiarize yourself with a gun. If you know a gun owner that's very, you know, has been a gun owner for years and does it safely and properly, you should go to a gun range and, you know, become familiar with your gun. And I've shot guns in a gun range before, years and years ago, maybe 20 years ago. So we go to the gun range. We'd go with two other couples, people that are very experienced with gun ownership. And so they're going to show us how to do it. They're going to show us how to properly load the gun and shoot the gun and keep the safety on with the eye protection and the ear protection and this whole thing. So we make a date for last Saturday to go to the gun range. We're supposed to be there at 3 o'clock to meet the other couple. The gun range is open till 5 o'clock. We didn't know that it would be busy and full. But we get there and it's we get there. My wife and I, we get there before the other two couples and go up to the desk and say, hey, we've got six people coming in. We're going to need three lanes if that's possible. You know, polite as can be. I'm not going to, you know, pull an attitude with the gun shop guy. You know, there's guns everywhere. It's a little intimidating to walk into a place like that. He goes, I'll have some lanes for you about 4 o'clock. And right now it's a quarter of three. The other couples arrive at 3 o'clock. And so I'm like, okay, we'll just wait for those lanes to open. So we're hanging around. The other couples arrive. We're at the gun shop. We're looking at everything. I'm looking at holsters. I'm looking at sights. I'm looking at the little red dot things that you could attach to your gun. I'm looking at the locks that you keep your gun in at home. We have one of those, by the way. And it was a lot of waiting around for these lanes, waiting around, looking at the guns, looking at the stuff that they have there, reading about the classes that people have that you can take there. And so we're waiting and waiting and waiting. And 4 o'clock's coming around. It's about quarter of four now. And I noticed that he's checking people in and they're going to the gun range. One person goes in with their girlfriend. Another person goes in with their friend. And then I called the other guy over and I said, we've been standing here. You know, I say to my friend, one of the other couples, I said, you know, they're letting people in. And then he's sort of, you know, he's familiar with the gun range. So he's like, hey, man, what's going on? We've been waiting here. He's like, oh, I didn't know that's why you were waiting here. And the guy was just the biggest douche, I have to say. We were obviously standing there for an hour and a half waiting for gun lanes to open up. And the guy was just renting them to other people that were just walking into the place. So either chalk it up to really bad customer service or, you know, I'm always thinking that, you know, this guy probably knows me, recognizes me from the radio show. Maybe I said something that he didn't agree with, you know, because this type of thing has happened to me before. But I had a terrible experience at the gun range. And from what I understand, there's only one in Traverse City. And I don't want to go back there. I was hoping to God there would be another gun range because I would promote the other gun range. Maybe it's just one bad apple. That's a nice organization. Maybe it's just one guy having a bad day. Maybe I didn't communicate fully that I was. I mean, when he says I'll have one around 4 o'clock, I'm like, okay. And then we're standing around the store looking at every single item and the other. I mean, we're six people in a small little store. So I just wanted to tell you about that. I don't want to go back there. And especially after this rant. So anyway, hopefully we'll get our training in and we'll get to those classes and we'll be fully up and running very soon with the guns. All right, what else is happening? Oh, yeah. The Nomadic Fanatic. Do you remember this guy? He was in a few episodes ago. The guy that lives in his RV, travels the country, chases 70 degrees. If you are not familiar with that episode that I put out, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember. Anyway, this guy was a very cool guy, very cool lifestyle. I was fascinated by it. He told us all about it. I watch his YouTube channel. That's how he creates his income. But he's got detractors. I mean, when you're on YouTube, when you're a YouTube star, when you're a star of any, you know, if you're high profile in any profession and, you know, especially internet based, it's going to bring some detractors. And this guy's having a hard time with these internet trolls. And when I posted the podcast, there was people making comments. You could go to that episode and read the comments that are listed underneath that episode on my website, omeletradio.com. There's these people that have it out for him for some reason. And they claim that he has an arrest record a mile long. He is scamming people out of money because when he said his transmission broke down, he posted that video before the and he was doing an internet funding for, you know, some repairs that he needed. He sells stickers and magnets to try to, you know, get gas money and stuff. Anyway, and then there's a website created. And listen, and not only is it one person, but there's many people. Because I started looking into it after the comments on my own very website about this guy. They put up links to look at his arrest record. This guy's a con artist. This guy is gay. One of the websites, like a whole website created to bring this guy down. At least one that I was looking at. And one of them was even saying, this guy's gay. He's a con artist. He's an ex-con. And even, you know, the gay comment was really what kind of people include like all these bad things, ex-con, con artist, and he's gay. It immediately made me want to turn against them in their pursuit to bring him down, if that makes any sense. Probably not. But anyway, I just don't know where people find the time, because I did write back on my own website back to these guys in the comments. I said, where do you guys find the time? Are you one of those internet trolls? Who cares what he does? Live and let live. It has nothing to do with you. Yeah, well, he's giving a bad name to the RV community. Listen, if there's a bad biker, do people pile on to a bad biker? Because he's representing all bikers. I just don't understand the mentality of, hey, this guy has an arrest record. Well, if he did time, or if he got arrested, or if he paid his debt to society, and now his videos, I mean, are squeaky clean. He tries to do everything by the book, and I support what he does. He's doing something different. He's chasing his dream. He has become a YouTube sensation with 24 million views on his channel. And I just wanted to say something because I immediately now support him more than ever because of these detractors online. Who's got the time to create a website to bring somebody down? Who's got the time to follow up on a podcast that he was on to, make comments? It's just, I don't understand who these people are. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invite these internet trolls because there's no name attached. There's no identity. Like, this is who I am. That's all I wanted to say about the Nomadic Fanatic. But I'm going to invite these internet trolls on to see if they, if he's an ex-con, which I don't know if he has an arrest record or if it, what's done is done. And, people have a second chance to start a new life for themselves. And he seems to be on the straight and narrow now. And if he says that he has got a flat tire and people help him out, that's their own choice. And if it's not really a flat tire, who cares? If you buy a couple of stickers and, it's $8 and it helps him out. I enjoy following his travels and I support him in doing that. And if he has something in the past that he's not, either running from or whatever, I think he deserves a new just to try to have a new start. That's all. So there you go. Go, Nomadic Fanatic. I support you, and I'm against these internet trolls. Believe me, I've seen my fair share over my 25-plus year career in radio. All right, so let's move on. Kid Rock has some dates for the new Little Caesars Arena, which is going to be where the Pistons and the Red Wings, definitely the Red Wings, are going to play in downtown Detroit. Kid Rock's going to open up that arena. The dates have just been announced this morning, and this is Thursday when I'm speaking to you, just after noon. Kid Rock's playing Little Caesars Arena in Detroit September 12th, 13th, 15th, and 16th. And, even though I reviewed the most recent two or three Kid Rock records, which I was not a big fan of, I'm a big fan of The Devil Without a Cause, Cocky, and the one that's self-titled Kid Rock. Songs like this. This is the best. And forgive the language. A little language.
We're coming. We're coming. Live from Detroit.
It's Saturday night.
Got the funky fresh. No beat to bite. And to y'all, hee-haw.
Plug for our good friends in Fog Hat on that Kid Rock song. So there you go. Kid Rock's got dates, and he's gonna open up the new Little Caesars Arena September 12th, 13th, 15th, and 16th. Four dates, man. Nice. I remember when I was growing up in Boston, the band Boston played in 1986. They were on the third stage. All right, that's enough. Thank you, Kid Rock. They're on the third stage tour. Wait, which fader is it on? Okay, I got it. The Boston played in the Worcester Centrum, and I believe they played 16 nights. But Kid Rock played Pine Knob, and I think he was like 16 nights or something like that. People love Kid Rock in Michigan, man. But I hope he plays a lot of the old stuff. I might try to get down there for one of those dates. All right. Why don't we take a quick break and take some phone calls? And while we take the break, and I post on Facebook that we're going to take some calls now, I hear Bill Burr, one of my favorite comedians, about getting a gun. And his new special debuts on Netflix January 31st.
I want to get a gun. I do. I really do. I never had that feeling before till I moved out to Los Angeles. This city just messes with your mind, you know? It's overpopulated. Technically doesn't have a water supply, right? The dollar's crashing. Shit keeps you up at night. You're just thinking that. What am I doing when the zombies come? Right? Start reading up on shit. Get some powdered food. Plant some zucchini. Get a windmill. Right? And that's all well and good, but if you don't know how to fight, all you're doing is gathering supplies for the toughest guy in the block. About that. What am I gonna do? Some dude turns me upside down, starts shaking the gold coins out of my pockets. I gotta get a gun. So I'm on the road, right? I'm in Reno. Great gun town. So I go down to that little gun store, right? Come walking in, there's some redneck there. I'm like, hey man, I wanna get a gun. He's like, I hear you. What you looking for? What you want? Mossberg, over under, 357 Magnum, right? Starts rattling off all this gibberish, right? I don't know shit. I'm trying to play it off. I feel like a bitch because I don't know anything about guns. So I was like, what do I do here? Ah, hell, I'm going to go with honesty. I go, look, dude, I don't know anything about guns. They terrify me, but I'm worried about the zombies. All right? Dude's just like, you need a shotgun. You need a shotgun, man. It's got a good spread. It's easy to load, doesn't have a lot of working parts, got a good spread. He kept saying that. It's got a good spread. I'm like, what does that mean? He goes, well, it means you ain't got to be that accurate. It's got a good spread. Further away you are, the more shit you hit. Got a good spread. In fact, you got a problem over here. You ain't even got to look. You just turn. Wow, that's it. You ain't got a problem over here anymore. Anything that was even remotely a problem ain't there anymore. Trust me. And then these people here, they saw what you just did here. You ain't got a problem here either. Feel me? Man in the grave's taken care of right there. One shot. These people get smart, flip it over. Wow! That's it. He's got a good spread. So I'm like laughing my ass off. I'm like, dude, look, I just want to shoot the guy. I don't have to do a bunch of drywall work, you know? Reframe my diploma. Get my parakeet another friend, you know? I just want to shoot the guy. So I'm like, you know, how about one of these pistols? So he does like that classic, like that redneck trailing off thing, like, ah, you want a pistol? Go this. Well, I don't know. I've just been here 20 years. Get a shiny one, huh? So I was like, dude, what's wrong with getting a pistol? He goes, I'll tell you what, buddy. Because life ain't a movie. You feel me? I'm like, no. Can you please stop speaking in these backwards riddles? Can you just say what you're saying? I told you I don't know shit about guns. Come on, do me a solid here. What? He goes, well, look, you ever watch a movie? Guy goes, blah, blah, blah. He kills three people. Real life, man, you miss. You miss all the fucking time. You miss enough times, man, you're empty. Might as well just be standing there with a big stapler in your hand. Then what you gonna do? I was like, well, fuck it. Let's get the shotgun.
Hello, Omelet Radio.
Oh, man, it's the Dozer. How are you, buddy?
Nice, man. Dozer, good to hear from you, man. The commissioner of Leelanau County Road Commission.
Absolutely. How are you?
What's up, buddy? I don't know if everybody around the country knows that we had like kind of an ice storm because of the melt-off, and then it freezes at night, making the roads totally treacherous, man.
Very, very horrible. But they're coming around. The temperature's coming up. I'm sure it's short-lived, but, you know, it's nothing that we are not used to in northern Michigan.
Right. When you have these midwinter melt-offs, I mean, the snow's got to go somewhere, and then it freezes at night. It's so hats off to you, man. Doing a good job out there.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you your podcast is awesome, and love hearing you on the radio again.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Dozer. Come and see us soon, okay?
All right, we'll do.
We're going to be doing some bar gigs, and we'll have a beer together, okay?
Sounds like a winner. Thanks
all right, buddy.
Much.
Thanks for calling in, man.
You bet. We'll
later, brother. Omelet Radio, who's this?
Hey, old man, it's me, Ed. How you doing?
All right, Meat Ed. Awesome to hear from you, man.
How's it going, buddy?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing.
Meathead's my...
How you doing there?
Just for people that don't know, because we're starting to get a lot of listeners from, I mean, I hate to say all around the country, because, but it is kind of all around the country. So people may not know Meathead. Meathead was my loyal intern that was willing to do anything and talk about any personal issues he was having.
I'm very loyal to you.
Very loyal. He was duct taped to a tree. People threw garbage at him. He didn't care, man. He just loved being part of the show, and he is a soldier.
Yeah. When am I going to be able to be a guest on your show?
You're a guest on right now, man, but sometime you got to come to the studio.
Yeah, but I got to set that up with you, though. You just don't like them pop-ins, man.
No, I don't like the pop-ins. No, we'll set something up, Meathead. I'm going to save your number here. It's ends with a 0470, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm actually going to start. You actually got me wanting to get into podcasting again, man. And
awesome.
Been trying to get that up and going again. Because remember, I was doing that a little bit.
Yes.
And then I got a little too big for my britches and kind of went with the whole online radio thing. And it just didn't work out.
Yeah, but well, it was great, man. I loved what you were doing. I used to listen all the time. You guys had the redneck hot tub, and you know, you lived in a you live in a trailer park, and then you guys had like
it was the trailer park games.
Trailer park games, yeah, man, I love that stuff. Yeah, man,
yeah.
Listen, mission accomplished. If I get people inspired to start their own podcast, I love that, man. I'll listen to yours. You support me, I support you. That's my motto.
Wow, that's huge, man.
I don't know about
this. You actually got me wanting to get back into it. I do. Like, I've listened to you from day one since you came back and started your podcast. I've listened to every episode.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, what have you been up to lately? Give me the...
Actually, I'm I don't live in a trailer park anymore. Oh, man. I have a house here in Mantalona now.
No kidding.
Man, buddy, there's so much to catch you up on. I have full custody of my daughter now.
Wow.
I no longer work for Dish Network anymore.
No kidding. You were hooking up those satellites and making tons of cash, right?
No, not tons of cash, but I own a house now, so I moved on up north, not the east side, but the north side.
You're moving on up, man. You went from a trailer park in Kalkaska to a house in Mansalona. That's up.
Yep. So I just been just kind of doing my own thing now, bud. I just decided I'm not going to work for the man no more. You know, I'm going to create my own hours, and because I don't have a lot of that overhead that I need to go out there and just break my back for somebody that just, you know, doesn't appreciate what I do for them.
All right. We're definitely going to have you in, Meathead. I'm a couple of weeks out for guests. Like, I'm booked up for a couple of weeks, but early February.
Yeah.
Early February. How's that?
That sounds great, buddy. You just, you keep in touch. You hit me up and let me know. I really would love to come in and just have a one-on-one time with the old man and discuss life in general, you know,
yep,
about how I got custody of my daughter back and everything, man. Remember, I was going to court for all that and getting my butt whooped. Well, now I have full 100%.
What about your love life, Meathead, or should we wait until you get in the studio?
My love life is great. I have no drama with that. I mean, typical, you know, male-female drama, but, you know, nothing...
I can't wait. I'll never forget like the few times that you're like, yeah, I got a new girlfriend. And I'm like, really? Where does she live? She's like, at my house. I'm like, does she have any kids? Yeah, three kids. And I'm like, what? I'm like, are the kids living with you? You're like, yeah. And I'm like, does she work? No. And I'm like, oh God.
Everything was great. And then a week later, I'd have a different one.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Meathead, we got a lot to catch up on, man. I'll get in touch with you in about a week or so. Okay, brother?
That'll be awesome.
All right,
I can't
see
wait.
See you, Meathead. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yep.
Later, bro.
Yeah, bye.
All right, it was great to Scorch, do you have to scratch while we're on the air? All right. Scorch is in the room with me. Hey, I want to introduce you to somebody. It's a comedian and somebody I've been following for the last year and a half. And I want to promote his podcast because if you like this one, you're going to love his podcast. But it's not going to be for everybody because he's a very dirty comic. If you are offended by dirty comics, you're not going to like this guy. My wife is in that category. She thinks he's a disgusting pig. But it makes me laugh because I guess I'm from Boston and people cuss a lot in Boston and you don't take it to heart. And they say things that's just funny. It's for the shock value. And while I'm doing all these disclaimers, let me just play it for you. Joey Coco Diaz. Look him up. Watch his stand-up. He's a stand-up comic, but he's a podcaster. The name of his podcast is called The Church of What's Happening Now. But he gets on Periscope, and he smokes pot, and he gives you a motivational talk while, you know, he's from New York. He's actually born in Cuba. His first language was Spanish, and he had worked his way up. He's a convicted felon. He robbed jewelry stores in a life. And just like the Nomadic Fanatic, if that stuff they said about him was true, everybody's got a chance to turn their life around. And I think that everybody should have that chance as long as you paid your debt to society, in which he did. Joey Diaz went to federal prison. I don't know how much time he did, maybe a couple years. But anyway, he's got kidnapping. He had... Let me just play you his Periscope. You should sign up for Twitter. If you're not already on Twitter, you could find me at OmanRadio, but also follow him. And when you follow him, if you download the Periscope, and I go over to Copper Star's house and we watch Joey Diaz. Shout out to Copper Star. We watch these Periscopes of his, which he's sitting there. He's on camera. He's smoking pot. It's legal in California. And he's sort of giving you a motivational talk, like, get off the couch, go out there, you can do it. You know, and every politically incorrect thing you could think of. So let me play the audio from his Periscope, and you judge for yourself. And again, it's offensive language. It's very over the top. And here's Joey Diaz's podcast, Periscope. It's only a couple of minutes.
Pilot the Bombardier, bitches. Wednesday, the 18th of the month. It's all over but the shouting. You got nothing but heart and balls coming out of you today. You understand me? It's that type of day. Two more days to Trump. Gentiles are going crazy. I'm loving it because Trump aggravates everybody I hate. So I'm loving it. It's not that I love Trump or I voted for Trump. I voted for nobody. I got felonies. But just to see the reactions of these Gentiles is fucking tremendous. But you know what? Fuck them. It's all about us today. The man and many reefers. I got the reefer that killed Carrie Fisher and her mother. You understand me? That's how we're rolling today.
I have the reefer that killed Carrie Fisher and her mother. That's not right.
You have nothing to worry about. All this shit that's going on got nothing to do with you. All you need to do is smoke, put the blinders on. You're on your own fucking mission from Satan. You understand me? We ain't got time for that. We got to puff one out.
There he goes.
There you go. Oh, that first fucking monster of the day. And I'm lying to you. I was out here a few hours ago getting my head together. But right now, it's just us like a fucking family of debt. Smoking a few bowls, talking here, chit-chatting like fucking gentlemen. And we get loose into this fucking world of fucking shit and try to make some of ourselves in it. That's the most important thing. It's all fucked up out there. We gotta go out there and bring them to our motherfucking playing field. You understand me? Remember, it's always on your fucking playing field. That's why I don't take texts. I don't give a fuck. You can text me till you're getting stabbed in 20 eyeballs. You call me like a man. People get mad at me. I don't give a fuck. You know why? Because it's my world. Once you decide what your world is, your life becomes a lot fucking easier. They could all suck your dick. I don't do it for nobody, so go fuck yourself. That's it, and that's that. You stick to the fucking rules. There's always rules. When there's rules, there's no problems. Even though there's that, when you stick to the rules, there's no fucking problems. Listen, nobody bends more fucking rules than me, Jack. I'm the king of the fucking rule bender. NWAOG, what are you kidding? This is what black people smoke on Martin Luther King Day. and shoot people. I love it. I love smoking weed in the morning when you cocksuckers. I love smoking weed, period. But in the morning, it does something to your fucking motivation. It gets you fucking thinking. And it makes you go out there and be the best that you could be, which is the goal of the day, to be the best that you could be. Nice, everything else is...
Nice public service announcement there.
Like fucking family. Getting a little putzuruts in us before we got to go out there and spread our wares. You understand me? I love it. Anyway, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Tempe Improv, Kate. Tonight, the church of what's happening now, bitch.
He's plugging a stand-up.
Fuck no more people. I'm just trying to be a dad. I'm just trying to be a husband. I'm just trying to be a comedian. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to be a motherfucking human being. That's it. I don't bother nobody. I do these fucking things. We smoke dope. You don't see me with 18 people lighting cigarettes and telling me shit. I don't want to know nothing. I don't know nothing. And I don't want to know nothing. All I want to know is reefer and how to make you motherfuckers laugh until we fucking can't think anymore. That's it. That's the most important thing in my world. I don't know nothing about politics. I'm not going to sit here and think, who gives a fuck? At the end of the day, who gives a fuck? You really give a fuck? Come on, knock it off. You don't give a fuck. You just tell that to your friends so they make believe. Like, oh, he's so... Get the fuck out of here.
I told you.
Look at that fucking smoke coming at you. Don't forget what I told you. It's all about you today. The rest of these motherfuckers, fuck them. It's all about you today. Worry about you. Don't worry about them. iTunes, iPad, that's right, bitch. It's all about you, motherfucker. Fuck the iPad. They can suck your dick till they want 800 hours for you to go in there and talk to Apple. Fuck you. That's it. That's that. I got shit to do. I got meetings, jujitsu. I got a podcast. I got to write a little bit today. And that's it. You know, I love you motherfuckers with all my heart. Without you, I'd have nothing. I'd have crabs in an alleyway somewhere right now. But you motherfuckers came along and made me a better person. You understand me? I'm here for you. You're here for me.
Oh, boy.
Stay black. Uncle Joey loves you. Take it to the hoop. And if you don't take it to the hoop today, you have a roast beef sandwich tonight, and you go back tomorrow, and you take it to the hoop again. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Stay black.
All right, there you go. Joey Diaz. I love that guy. Just funny. I mean, he's over the top. He's very R-rated, if not X-rated. But I just appreciate the second lease in life that he is now taking advantage of, because he's one of the hottest comedians in the country. He just put out a special on CESO, S-E-E-S-O, which is a free two-month trial. If you put in the code word Joey in the promo box, you get 2 free months, which I did. And I watched his special, and then I unsubscribed. It was just that easy. What else is happening? Oh, our good friend Kevin B. Klein, our favorite rock star from Cape Peck, Michigan, is trying out. I guess John Bon Jovi is going to be doing a show in Michigan at the Palace, and he's going to select an opening act for his show. So Kevin B. Klein is going for that. I just saw Kevin B. Klein. He was looking for votes or something. And he's doing my favorite song that he does, I'm Never Coming Home, which look for that. And I'm rooting for Kevin B. Klein. Again, what Joey said, you support me, I support you. So Kevin B. Klein, I hope that he gets that gig. What else is happening? We talked about my wife's hospital thing. She's doing fine. She's doing great. We talked about the gun range. We talked about the Nomadic Fanatic, the inauguration. I'm going to stay away from that. I just don't want to. You know what I'm aggravated by is when things don't go your way, people are all, they get crazy. And I've said before, I just feel like a broken record. That's why I want to stick, because I've said my piece about it, but every time I have the same thoughts. In my life, I've been disappointed so many countless times that it's ridiculous. So if things don't go your way with a presidential election, then that's it. You know, then you move on. Try to rally the troops, do a better job for your party next time. You know, I just don't understand the whining. I don't understand the protest. I don't understand all of it. I don't understand. You know, look, when I was a kid, when I was younger, there was presidents that I didn't like. I hated. I didn't think they were me. I didn't think they represented me. They didn't think like me. And but that's it. But then you, at the end of the day, they represent America. You got to support them. You got to root for the country. You know, we're all in this thing together. The people that are protesting Donald Trump's inauguration, their candidate was for stronger together was their catchphrase or the slogan. Stronger together. So let's be stronger together. Instead of we get all this division, let's go to Washington, D.C. You know, he disrespects women. I'm not going to defend anybody, but I think just because you say things, you know, it's what you do and not what you say. And let's see what he does. You know, that's it. I'm going to watch the inauguration. I watch it every single president that comes into office. And it's a very patriotic feeling, no matter who is on there. You know, again, my voting record speaks for itself. You can say, Omelet, you're a conservative, you're a Republican. I'm not. I think I'm pretty even-handed. I know that if you look at one time I voted independent, voted for Clinton, I voted for Barack Obama, I voted for George W. twice. That's weird. I don't remember doing that. But anyway, all right, that's enough. Let's end the podcast on a happy note, and let's say, let's go America. That's what I say. And thank you so much for clicking into another podcast. I love that you listen to this, and I love that we get a platform that we could sort of continue the show on a certain level. Thank you, World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City. Again, their phone number is 231-943-9945. And I want to thank Amazon.com for kicking back a little to the O-Man so I can reinvest it back into this podcast. If you shop online, shop at Amazon.com, but please click through my website first, omeletradio.com, and I can make it really easy for you. If you know how to bookmark a website, you click through my website, and then you get to Amazon.com, and then bookmark it at that point. And then whenever you go on Amazon.com and you click that benchmark or the bookmark, then it always recognizes the fact that you got there initially from my website, which I get a little kickback on the dollar amount that you spend. So if you go to Amazon and you buy anything, click through my website and then benchmark Amazon from there, and then just click your benchmark. You don't have to go through my website each and every time. Just click your bookmark. And just like Joey Diaz says, if it wasn't for you, I'd be dead in the water. So thank you so much. And we'll talk to you really soon. Let's end with a Bob Seger song that he wrote for Glenn Frey, and he just released it yesterday. It's available on his website, bobseger.com. It's called Glenn's Song, and it's a somber song, but we just remembered the one-year anniversary of Glenn Frey passing away, which I'm still having a hard time with it, to be very honest with you. All right, Glenn's Song, a little mellow for the podcast, but definitely worth it. All right, shut up, Omelet, and let's enjoy the tune. Thank you so much, everyone.
A podcast for the people lives at omeletradio.com.
Now you're gone, and we all keep moving on. Like the wind and the sea, that's the way it has to be. When I think about you, you had.